This is a riff that just came to me. Sounds similar possibly to other stuff out there. This is from a riff I had recorded earlier, which will either be published on... Anyway, here we go.
This is the golden age, so let's leave them something to be mystified by. This is what's all the keep carving that crop, make the circles windy. I can't stress enough that it's not worth it to stress it. Let it carry you along. I can't stress enough. It's not worth to stress it. Let it carry you along. This is I can't stress enough that it's not worth to stress it. Relax and let it move you along. I can't stress enough
Could do that.
This is the golden age, so let's leave them something to be mystified by. you for the prey. I was feeling alright, I was feeling okay. But then along came a turtle, that's right, a snapping turtle, and it bit at me with those jaws. And I said, hey man, would you like some of my peanut butter and jelly sandwich? I had never given my peanut butter jelly sandwich to a crayfish before. No, no, I ain't never done that. I never thought that I'd ever do it. Hell's no. I was sitting there with my fishing pole, old Eugene Bridge, trying to catch some cray. In my peanut butter jelly sandwich. Yes, I did. You know what he did? You know what he did right there? He starts sharing that peanut butter and jelly sandwich with the crayfish. I said, I promise if I was gonna catch you, I was gonna throw you back into the water. And then he says to me, he said, I don't agree at what you're trying to do. I don't agree what you're trying to do to me. And he sang me a song. Sharp. Hey man, those hooks are sharp. And don't you know what that might feel like sticking in your own cheek? Come on now, don't you know what that would feel like? I got the crayfish blues. I got the crayfish blues. I spent all day eating trash at the bottom of the pond. I'm a crayfish, and I got a catfish friend. We all friends with that turtle. Catfish says that don't feel good to me neither. To me neither. No, that don't feel good. Thank you. make the circles windy. Make the circles windy.
Make the circles windy.
That's cool. This is the golden age. So this is the golden age. This is the golden age. So let's leave them something to be leave them something to be mystified by.
That's cool.
This is the golden age. So let's leave them something to be mystified by. This is the golden age, so let's leave them something to be mystified by.
That's a lot of words. Okay, let's use the diaphragm.
This is the golden age, so let's leave them something to be mystified by. Mystified by. This is what's all rage, keep carving that crop. This is what's all the rage, keep this is what's all the rage, keep carving that crop, keep making the circle.
No,
this is what's all the rage, keep carving that crop, make the circles windy.
That's quite a mouthful. That's quite a mouthful. If you ask me, that's quite a mouthful. Excuse me, sir, who are you?
Oh, well, I'm the music leprechaun, of course.
You're the music leprechaun? Where did you come from?
Oh, I came straight from the guitar sounds.
From the guitar sounds? Like the music coming
out? Oh, yeah! The music coming out of your guitar. Well, you had your eyes closed and you were trying to get your mind around that riff there. Or just popped out right through your guitar.
Well, thank you so much. I cannot express to you how much...
Oh, pish posh. Get back to the song there, laddie.
Okay, if you insist...
Oh, I insist all the way from here to Leprechaunville. Now, come on, get back in there. This is the golden age, so let's leave them something to be mystified by. This is what's all the rage, keep carving that crop, make the circles windy. Make them windy.
Let's try this.
This is the golden age.
So
this is the golden age. So let's leave them something to be. This is gold age, so let's. There's a golden age, so let's leave them something to be. This is the golden age, so let's leave them something to be mystified. Something to be mystified by. Oh! This is the golden age, so let's leave them something to be mystified.
Had to do with that.
This is the golden age, so let's leave them something to be let's leave them something to be mystified by.
Ooh, that could be good.
This is the golden age, so let's leave them something to be mystified by.
Ooh, that could be fun.
This is the golden age, so let's leave them. This is the golden age, so let's leave them some. So let's leave them something.
Let's go, let's do it.
This is the golden age. This is the golden age. This is the golden age. So let's leave them. This is the golden age. So this is the golden age. So let's leave them something to be mystified by.
Something like that.
This is the golden age. This is the golden age. So let's leave them something to be mystified by. Be mystified by. Oh, this is the golden age. So let's leave them something to be mystified by. This is the golden age. So let's leave them something to be mystified by. So let's leave them something to be mystified.
That's quite interesting. Interlude.
So let's leave them something to be mystified by. This is what's all the rage. Keep carving that crop, make the circles windy. This is the golden age. So let's leave them something to be mystified by.
Something to be mystified by. This is the golden age.
drop, make the circles windy.
First started playing coffee houses and emceeing them, I was whoo, big time in improv mode, big time creativity mode. I just started showing up to open mic nights, and then people would let me start emceeing there, and I just started playing guitar, so I'd always do this riff. And then I would improvise whatever I could to that, whatever was going on in the room. I see books on the bookshelf. I see Christmas tree. There's a huge skull up on the top, right next to Da Vinci. In my living room right now. In my living room, in my living room. I see tiny Twin Peaks figurines, however I'd never call them that. There's a tiny globe on the bookshelf. There's an old calendar on top of books. This is in my living room, in my living room. There's some freshly brewed coffee sitting right up there on a counter, right next to a sink of dishes. Who's gonna wash those anytime soon? That's in my kitchen room. That's in my kitchen room. What I see right now, that's there in my kitchen, in my kitchen, in my kitchen, in my kitchen, in my kitchen. I see a Mad magazine. Laptop here in front of me. Even though it's the first issue of Mad, technically they say it's really issue number 500 and something. This is on my dining room table. There's a large coffee cup on my dining room table, and a sketchbook too, and some binoculars, and a tripod, and echinacea. So back in those days, I was doing tons of that. A lot of improvisation, impersonations. It was great being the MC because I could pop in and out.
I could suddenly, I could suddenly make a song based on three different acts that I had just seen. Maybe a comedian, a poet, and a singer. And I'd incorporate that into my songs. And boy, that was so much fun. That was so much fun. And I'm getting a hankering of doing this. There's a town called Shadow Hills. And in there, there's a place called Sunspace, which I think is brilliant. Sunspace and Shadow Hills. How cool is that? Like an eclipse. I've heard great stuff about that place. They got open mics there. They got strange phenomena happening there. And I've decided I think I'm going to just jump right back into just performing, going back out there. And you know what I'll do? This is great. I'll take you with me. That'll be those will be other podcasts. Those will be other podcasts. I'm looking forward for what's to come. Tonight is a show at the Rose with Yachtly Crew, Pasadena. And I've sent out lots of emails. I was very excited to see the Denver newspaper, Westword. I saw them print our thing for the High Dive. That was cool. Now I see here, out here, Pasadena Now, they printed a information I sent them about Yachtly Crew playing. So that's happening tonight. Viper Room tomorrow. Something tells me maybe something else the next day. Oh, wait. Someone has just walked in the door. Bruce, is that you, Bruce Springsteen?
The one and only. Me, Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, would you like to say something to these people?
Of course I would. Hi, how you doing? I'm Bruce Springsteen. You may recognize me as the guy who sang Born in the USA. Okay? I am that dude. I'm that guy, that red-blooded American. That also gave birth to the parody by Cheech and Chong, Born in East L.A. But never mind that version. Okay, we're talking about Born in the USA here. One of the main things I want to mention, is it cool if I plug my, my gift shop?
Of course you can, you know, this is what that show is all about.
Okay, next time you come out to one of my six-hour-long shows, make sure you stop by the gift shop before the show and pick up a Colostomy Springsteen. Also, after the show, if you're feeling parched, you're feeling thirsty, why don't you pick up one of my new energy drinks in the gift shop? It's a Juice Springsteen. Oh, also, if it happens to be near one of my holiday shows, stop by the gift shop. You might be hungry. You might need a turkey. You might need a dinner, right? Pick up a Goose Springsteen. Okay? Make sure that batter is better than red, white, and blue batter. So when you're eating it, it tastes good and sweet. Reminds you of the show, of a 6-hour show. And then also, you get a good taste. You get a good taste. That's me, Bruce Springsteen. I almost started sounding like my buddy Tony Danza there for a moment. And I ain't him. I'm Bruce Springsteen. Tony Danza, we might talk to later. Okay? But for now, I'm Bruce Springsteen. Stop by my gift shop. Pick up a tree. It's near the holidays. Pick up a Bruce Springsteen. There are lots of things in my gift shop. Some of you people want to go out with a bang, if you know what a mang. Some of yous, and I would never endorse suicide. However, some of yous want to use my show is a great punctuation mark before you off yourself. Well, don't forget to stop by my my gift shop, pick up a No Springsteen. It's colored in red, white, and blue. Okay? Very red-blooded patriot. Red, white, and blue-blooded patriot out there. You can pick up a New Springsteen. However, I would never endorse that. That's terrible, 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 terrible. I'd never endorse that. But I do endorse coming to my six-hour-long shows. You will feel better than if you go to one of those aerobic workouts, if you know what I mean. Not that I ever been to one. I conduct my own. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I'm here for the blue-collar workers. 98%, that's about the temperature of my bloodstream, 98% of my winnings from each of these six-hour-long concerts, I give back to the local workers, the blue-blooded Americans, the truck drivers, the farmers. Without you farmers, I wouldn't be being able to make any of my Joe Springsteen, so stop at my gift shop. Stop by my gift shop. It's thanks to those local farmers that were able to make my Joe Springsteen at an affordable price. You're going to want to replenish those electrolytes after you're dancing at my show and singing your lungs out. It's good. It coats the throat. I will only divulge a couple of the ingredients involved in my Joe Springsteen. One of them, of course, is honey. That's good. It coats the throat. That it coats the throat. What else are you going to do? It coats the throat. Lemon and limon. Okay? Limon, of course, is a combination of lime and lemon, which I learned from my friends over at the soda company Squirt. Okay? Limon. That's in the Joe Springsteen. But aside from that, I ain't allowed to tell you what's in there. I can't give away too many trade secrets, right? Because I'm the boss. Who's the boss? I'm the boss. Wait a second. Tony Danza? Yeah, I'm Tony Danza. Well, that's pretty cool to know because I'm Bruce Springsteen. I'm the boss. You want to know who the boss is? I'm the boss. Well, no, really, I'm the boss. No, I'm the boss. I'm the boss. I do all the cooking and the cleaning and the housekeeping. I vacuum the vertical blinds. Are you even supposed to do that? Vacuuming vertical blinds? I don't know. It's what I do. I vacuum and I wash the floors. I clean the toilets. Okay, enough. Enough of the scrubbing. I'm all for the blue-collar workers. It sounds to me like you're a blue-collar worker. Yeah, of course I am. But I don't ever wear a blue collar, you know, I don't like wearing shirts with collars on them, if you know what I mean. Yeah, I know what you mean, I like to wear my t-shirts. Me too, in fact, I prefer tank tops myself. You don't have to lift in a couple, two, three weights, you know, I like to, you know, show off my muscles for Mona, for the sake of Mona. Hey, who is that over there, is that Mona? Yeah, this is Mona. This is my, she lives in the house that I work in.
Tony?
Yeah, Mona?
Why don't you get back over here? We got a seat waiting for you.
Okay, Mona. Hey, Samantha. Samantha, what are you doing here?
Oh my goodness, is that Bruce Springsteen?
Yeah, this is Bruce Springsteen. What, you mean, your name is Samantha? Hey, that's my daughter you're talking to.
I think he's so dreamy.
Hey, why, thank you, but I'm married, I think. Yeah, I think he's married too, so it's, you know, Samantha, what?
Hello?
Angela? Samantha? Mona?
Hello, Tony. We have a seat waiting for you.
Okay.
I'm ordering you now.
Wait a second, I thought you said you were the boss. I am the boss.
Who said you're the boss?
I said I'm the boss. The name of the TV show is I'm the Boss.
No, the name of the TV show is Who's the Boss? I'm the Boss.
Wait a second. I'm the boss.
No, I'm the boss.
No, wait a second. I'm the boss.
No, I'm the boss.
No, I'm the boss.
Okay, now this is crazy. Yeah, you're telling me. It's crazy. You know, I think I'm the boss. No, I'm the boss because I just did a six-hour show. Well, I just spent 6 hours cleaning this house.
And I just spent 6 hours getting a pedicure.
Hey, where did that laugh track come from? Oh, don't worry. Those are just my fans.
Oh, is that Bruce Springsteen?
Well, yeah. Yeah, right through this door. Yeah. Let me take you through this door, yeah, into my gift shop.
Oh, this is wonderful. I love shopping.
Me too.
Oh, I don't like it so much because it drains my pocketbook, you know what I mean? I'm too busy cleaning stuff.
Go clean a toilet.
No, hey, that's unfair. I'm the boss here. Actually, I'm the boss. I'm here. This is my gift shop. Come on in my gift shop. We got some very important things here. Do you need something for your Christmas dinner?
Oh, do I ever? Not me, I'm Jewish.
Yeah, sure, of course I do. Well, how about a Goose Springsteen? I think you could batter it up and it'll be, you know. Oh, talk about batter up. I used to play sports back in the day. Hey, me too. I used to play sports. I used to play, baseball. Oh, yeah, me too. I used to play baseball. I was a baseball player back in the day. I was also a boxer. So, keep your eyes off my daughter, Samantha. All right, I don't keep my eyes on her. Don't worry. I don't want you to 1-2 punch me. Oh, could I introduce you in something warm? It looks like you're shivering over there.
I am, really. I am. It's cold in here.
Yeah, I got the air conditioning cranked up.
I'm very cold.
Here, how about this? It's called a fleece Springsteen. Here, wrap this around your neck.
Oh, this feels wonderful. Oh, I like this. This is very, very comfortable. I like this a lot. Oh, it's very good. Very warm, very warm. I think I'll purchase this.
Only $199. And then guess what? Only 200 extra clams. And then I'll sign it for you.
Oh, what a steal. Yeah, what a steal. What a steal.
Made right here in the U.S. of A.
In the United States of America?
You got that right.
Wow.
And in fact, all of these products are made right here in my gift shop. Is that including the juice Springsteen? No, you weren't here earlier. Earlier, I was talking about the importance of utilizing local farmers, you know. I talk to those local farmers, and then they give me the juice, you know. They give me the goods, and then I make the juice, and I put it in my gift shop. Well, that's awfully kind of you, Bruce. Hey, thank you, Tony. Hey, Tony, maybe we ought to go on tour together. I think we would make a good comedy duo. Yeah, me too. We could talk, we talk about all the boroughs. We'll talk about the boroughs. Yeah, we have a big comedy duo about the boroughs and what it's like being a housekeeper. Oh, yeah. We could talk about the blue-collar workers, and then we can, and I could talk about my six-hour tours. Oh, yeah. Sometimes I hold up a broomstick and I pretend it's a guitar. Hey, maybe I'll teach you real guitar. Oh, yeah, well, maybe I'll teach you how to sweep the floors. Oh, yeah, it's been a while since I was an honest-to-God blue-collar worker. Hey, how's about this? You know, the Prince and the Pauper?
Oh, Tony, don't say that.
What's the matter, Samantha? Why not?
Well, I think it'd be fun.
Oh, are you going to do what I think you're going to do? Are you going to say what you're going to say?
Come on, out with it already. Quick, I got to close the gift shop. But I will leave it open if you're going to buy more stuff. Okay, I'm getting to my point here. What I'm saying, Bruce. Yeah, Tony. Bruce. Tony. Bruce.
Tony. Bruce.
Bruce. Tony.
Samantha. Samantha. Mona.
Samantha.
Jonathan.
Jonathan? What are you doing here?
It's me, Jonathan. I want to hear what's going on, too.
Who's that kid?
Oh, don't worry. He lives in a house with me. He orders me around, too. I mean, I'm the boss.
No, I'm the boss. Well, listen.
All right, so this is my idea. Hold on, guys. Hold on before you lose your minds here. How about we trade places, right, Bruce? I go on tour, okay? I dress up like you. And then you go on my show. How's about that? You be a housekeeper.
Hey, that doesn't sound like a very good idea. I pay someone to keep my house. But I'm all for the blue-collar workers.
Hey, listen. We could because be sort of a mutually beneficial thing. I mean, I kind of, you know, I hadn't been on a date in a long time here, Bruce, and...
Oh, Tony, I don't need to hear that.
Dad, that's gross. Tell me more, Tony.
Oh, that's just gross.
Okay, come on. Okay, between you and me. Okay, between you and me, Bruce. Yeah. Between you and me. Yeah. Between you and me. Yeah. I hadn't been on a date in a long time, you know, and it'd be nice if I could live, you know, it's kind of the rock star lifestyle.
What are you two whispering about? Yeah. Yeah, what are you whispering about?
Yeah, none of your beeswax. None of your beeswax. So I'm thinking, what if we trade places? I do what you do, you do what I do, and we trade places, you know what I mean? And, you know, and we also trade incomes, too, okay, for a short time being. You could consider it charity work, even if you want. You could write off it on taxes or something. I'm sure Angela knows how to do something like that.
No, I'm the tax preparer.
Okay, Mona. You know, Mona, no, apparently she's got the big britches.
I heard that.
Big britches in the family.
I heard that.
And, okay, hold on, I'm trying to whisper over here, you know, to my buddy Bruce. This is my idea.
And, so what do you think? Well, I think it would work.
Are you kidding? Well, we get to live with Bruce Springsteen?
Yo, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah, I don't see why not. You know what? Here you go. Here's the key to my plane. Here's the key to my jet. Here's the key to my yacht. Here's the key to my tool shed. Here's the key to my fallout shelter. Here's the key to my personal roller skating rink. Here's the key to my garage with all my special fancy cars that date around the 1920s. Here's the key to the elephant man bones that I got in my garage in the northwest corner of the southwest side. Here's my FBI badge. Here's my DVD box set of all the Doctor Who's that have ever been created, all commentary, etc., etc., and audiobooks. Wait a second, why you give me all this stuff? Well, I thought we was gonna trade places here. Oh, okay, here you go, all right, see you later, Bruce, hey, thanks for everything, Bruce, hey, have fun out there, Tony, I'm gonna have a great time with, hanging out with my new family.
Wow, this is great, wow, I can't believe we're living with Bruce Springsteen.
Oh my, this is just like a romance novel.
Okay, let's go.
Hey. See you later, Tony.
See you later, Bruce.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.